Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Eudelay Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzak, and today we are talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As a disabled person, myself, I find I'm very comforted and feel very powerful in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because physically, when you're squashed physically, you have limitations. I find that it's really been a big help in my life to feel the unlimited possibilities available through the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts that God offers, and they're available to me. And we're going to go through all the benefits of that and where to find out more about it. And today I have with me my husband, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. I'm going to open this up to you, Mark, a little bit. You were baptized in the Holy Spirit March 1st, a few years ago.
2004.
And I had been familiar with it, so I could talk you through that. Are you interested in telling us about that experience?
Yeah, let me back up a little bit. I gave my life to the Lord when I was about 14 or 15. a couple kids around a campfire, I think they were Baptists. They're very good at scaring you into the Lord. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what they did. And they showed me how sin separates me and so forth. And so I prayed for salvation. Well, I never went to any churches after that. I didn't really get exposed to any Bible studies. My parents were not spiritual or religious or churchgoers for that matter. And so I did not grow at all. Now we fast forward. I'm 46 years old now. 4 years ago, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. So from about 14 to about 42 years old, I lived my life how I chose, thinking that me and God are good. I gave my life to Jesus, and that's all that matters. Well, I can tell you that my life was not very, I wasn't living the Christian life. Let's put it that way. I did not have the power that Christians have. I didn't have the joy that some Christians have, and I didn't have the victory. After becoming baptized in the Holy Spirit, everything changed. Mm-hmm. Bible reading changes. It becomes more interesting. It becomes alive. It speaks to me. It's not dry and lifeless and boring like it was before. And I tried reading the Bible a few times between giving my life to Jesus and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Very difficult to read. After being baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Word comes alive. Mm-hmm. It literally comes alive. Victory is possible. It's not that I know there's a God who loves me. God is in me. God is part of me. God speaks to me through my spirit. His spirit and my spirit are intertwined. There's so much more to your relationship with God after being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
So much more than going to church. So much more than just knowing right from wrong. There's so much more to experience than supernatural about God that that if you're hungry for Him, this is actually, the answer. And if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's even more to it than I realized for 30 years. I had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but I'm just starting to really explode in walking in it now. And we're going to tell you a little bit how we found out more about that recently. So,
well, you
go ahead and tell us what happened to you that day that you were baptized.
I was driving my car. I had been going through a really, really rough divorce, and my life was basically falling apart. And I talked to God. Like I said, I was born again when I was 14 or 15, so I believed in God, and I spoke with God. My questions to God at that point were, why are you doing this to me? Why are you allowing all this horrible stuff in my life? And actually, 2 or 3 days leading up to my baptism of the Holy Spirit, I did a lot of talking to God, mostly angry. God, why are you allowing this to me? I thought you and me, I thought we were tight. I thought, being born again, that means you take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
The experience, I was in a car I had dropped my kids off at the time my wife and I were separated. I had dropped my kids off and I was heading back to work. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and God, bless his soul, God just lifted my he just lifted the scales from my eyes, or the curtain from my life. I don't know how to describe it, but he opened up a realization in my spirit to his existence in a way that I can't even explain to you. All I know is that at that moment, I realized God is real. He was with me. He was sitting there talking to me. He was telling me he loved me. And I mean, it was a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, I'm driving my car and I'm falling apart.
You got in the car and you turned on the radio, right?
Yeah, actually, I turned on WMUZ.
But you never listened to WMUZ before.
No, it was the morning show. I don't even remember the name
of
it. Sean
Harriet.
Yep, he was playing some music, and I thought, you know,
well, stopped on that station.
Maybe this will help me feel better. And one of the next song that was played was More by Matthew West. And in that song, it's sung from God's perspective, you know. I love you, God speaking, I love you more than everything that I've created. And that song spoke to me like God was speaking to me. Mm. Like, I did not realize how much God loved me until that very moment. And at the same time, that's when God chose to reveal his glory to me. I mean, I didn't see any flashing lights, and there wasn't any, you know, spectacular, thunderous thing going on. But in my mind and in my heart, it was just an absolute explosion of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, his saving grace, his beauty, his glory, I can't even put it into words.
Right.
It's just so amazing.
Spiritual experiences are like that. We can hardly put them into words. Now, you did, and I'm going by memory, you did tell me that you felt kind of a surrounding, like...
It was like I was in a bubble or a trance or a protective shell. And I stayed in that for about 36 hours. It was almost 2 days. Two full days and nights, and then it finally wore off, and it kind of shocked me when it wore off. It's like, you know, what happened? God, did you leave me, or, you know? And then later I learned that that you can't live in that experience. I mean, that 36 hours that I was experiencing, that you could not function in that and live your life normally. That it's just such a super charged, overwhelming amount of God that It was necessary to show me he's real in a physical, spiritual, tangible way. And I think it was kind of a cleansing, kind of maybe like a big hug. It was kind of like a big hug for like 35, 36 hours.
Now, not everybody experiences that when they get baptized in the Holy Spirit, but we do. You were looking for more.
Yeah.
You were asking God to pretty much kill you.
Yeah, yeah, my life was over.
You didn't want to actually commit suicide, but you wanted to go.
Right.
And so your life meant nothing to you, and that's kind of where people need to be when they get saved.
Right, you die to self.
You need to say, I really don't care about anything else anymore. I just want you to do something with me. And that was the surrender that was in your heart that was necessary. And the more I believe that people, you know, have that desperation and that surrender in their heart when they come to God, the more he will overwhelm you with that experience. Now, everybody doesn't have that exact experience. I was baptized, I was saved, I don't know, when I was 9 or something, and we started going to prayer meetings, and I heard about these supernatural gifts, and I was learning about them, and I was open to it. We were Catholic at one time, that time. But we were finding out that there was more to a relationship with God than just going to church and rituals. And I was open to it. It was exciting, and I didn't have any problem with that. So through laying on of hands during a meeting, I was, you know, prayed with for baptism in the Holy Spirit. But later in my own room, while I was praising God, because that's what I, you know, had just learned to do, I received the gift of tongues by myself. And Mark, you did too. You after that experience, like how long, a week or?
No, it was longer, maybe 3 weeks to a month. I'd say probably 3 weeks later, I was reading the word for hours by myself in a kitchen, and I was just praising God and just so thankful that he kind of reached down and pulled me out of this pit. And I was praising him and praising him, and all of a sudden the words coming out of my mouth were, they weren't English.
It scared you.
A little bit, yeah, it scared me. You had mentioned it to me before, you know, do you know anything about talking in tongues, and that's something that you want to pray for, and I didn't really understand what you were talking about, but
you trusted
me. I do
me.
Now. Mm-hmm. I do now. Praying in tongues, I'm not even going to go into whether or not it's of the church today. I'm just going to say that it is, and anybody who wants to
learn about it
can do that. Praying in tongues is for strengthening yourself, edifying yourself, releasing wisdom and knowledge in yourself. When I'm confronted with an experience that is less than desirable up ahead of me, and I'm scared or I'm in anxiety about it, I can spend some time praying in tongues and I'll receive peace. Tension disappears. I may receive knowledge about the situation, which is, I believe, what tongues is for. It's to kind of shut off your mental side and just kind of connect to your spiritual side, and God releases information to you.
It's kind of pumping in or opening a valve in your spirit into your soul,
right,
or your mind, and you begin to flow.
Right.
There are many gifts of the Holy Spirit to experience, and we are learning even more and more as we go. We talked a few weeks ago about Andrew Womack Ministry, and again, we're going to direct you to that website because you can learn so much more than we can tell you on this program through that ministry, and we're learning even more about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that, even though I've been in the Lord for 30 years, I'm just learning more and more. You know, I haven't arrived, but I've left, and I'm flying higher and higher as we go, and we want to introduce our audience to that ministry.
Anyone who doesn't believe the gift of tongues is for today, go to his website, click on his archived audio programs, find the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or it's a section entitled the Holy Spirit. It's a two-part audio teaching. It's the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues, and he is going to answer a lot of questions that may be rolling around in your mind. Again, for those of you who don't believe it's for today, he's going to show you that it is for today, how powerful it is, and what it can do for your life. God wants us to walk in victory, and that is one of the tools that helps us to do that. He also wants you to minister to other people. That is one of the tools that will help you to do that.
It helps you to change inside, and we're just finding out how powerful that gift is. Again, that's Andrew Womack Ministry, and it's awmi.net on the internet, and you'll find all of his programs that you can download for free, and you'll find out more about that information. So it looks like we're out of time. We just want to empower people in disabled situations that there's just so much more for your life, both spiritually and physically, and we're on a pathway, and we're going to share that with you as we go. It's exciting to us, and we just want to share that with our audience. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com, or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.